Credit to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Morning, dear.
Morning.
Well, I'm going to paint the patio table today.
Oh, good.
Dear, this coffee's cold.
I don't know why. I just poured it 20 minutes ago when you said you'd be right down.
What's going on out there?
Oh, I have Wally and the Beaver cleaning up the garage.
On Saturday?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought Wally had a date with Tui.
Oh, he's meeting Tui later. You know, I thought those boys should just start doing things together again the way they used to. They've always had so much fun.
Well, I suppose so. I don't think it's anything you can force, though.
Oh, dear, they're brothers.
That's what I mean.
I'll say one thing. Getting him to clean that garage out's a tribute to your feminine powers of persuasion.
Well, dear, you know, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
Now, do you suppose that same hand could get me some cream and sugar?
Hey, Wally, this is fun, isn't it?
Heck no. I miss going roller skating with Tui and... well, some other people.
Other people? I bet you had a date with a girl.
I did not. Well, just because a bunch of girls want to go to the skating rink on Saturday morning, I can't stop them. It's a free country.
Oh, sure. Hey, Wally, look at the neat glow. We could put it up in our room.
Nah, that one's out of date. They've rearranged the whole world a couple times since then.
Gee, why would they want to rearrange the world?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they do it so you have to buy new globes.
Yeah. Gee, Wally. Typing machine.
Yeah. That's that old beat-up typewriter Dad used to have. He gave it to me.
How come you don't use it?
Well, it didn't work so good after I dropped it.
Oh. Hey, Wally, what's the bell for?
Oh, that's a signal you came to the end of the line, and you gotta start a new one.
I guess a typewriter is just about the smartest machine there is.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, Wally, maybe we could fix it up in typewriter junk, huh, Wally? That'd be neat fun.
Well, what could we typewrite?
I don't know. We could just typewrite anything and make believe it's something.
Aw, come on, Beaver. Making believe fun is just kid stuff.
You didn't think so that time up the lake when we made that raft and sailed all the way out to that island and made believe we were looking for buried treasure.
Well, heck, Beaver, that was when I was just a kid.
It was last summer.
Well, that's what I said. Look, Beaver, don't you know that in 8 years I'm going to be able to vote?
Gee whiz, Wally. You sure grew up in a hurry.
Come on, let's get finished. If we hurry, Harriet might still be at the skating rink.
Harriet? Who's Harriet?
Oh, Harriet Adams.
She one of those girls you can't keep from going there? On the kind it's a free country?
Look, Beaver, will you cut it out?
What about the patio table?
Oh, I'll catch it next week. What happened to your garage cleaners?
Well, Wally sat up in his room acting imposed on till Chester came over. Chester heard they're moving a house down the Elm Street Hill, so Wally went off with him.
Yeah, that would attract a couple of boys.
It certainly would. Chester said they might get lucky and the house would get away from the movers.
I may go over later myself. Where's Beaver?
Oh, he and Larry Mondello left with a coaster wagon. They took that old typewriter with them they found in the garage.
The one I gave Wally?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a wreck. Maybe they're going to sell it for junk.
Gus, do you think you can fix its inside so it'll work?
Well, I'm not an expert, but I might be able to tinker it back into riding condition.
What's this thing here?
Well, you see, you press the key here, and the letter goes up here and hits the ribbon. The ribbon has ink on it, and that's what prints the letters on the paper.
Everybody knows that. Did you know it? Well, I didn't know it as good as Gus, but I knew it better than you.
Well, I better go out back and get my special oil can.
Will the oil help it, Gus?
Well, there's hardly anything my special oil won't help. I've rubbed that on everything from a squeaky axle to a sore elbow. Be back in a minute.
Hey, Beav, after we get the typewriter fixed, how about you and me being partners on it? I don't know, Larry. If you let me be partners on your typewriter, I'll let you be partners on my ant village.
An ant village isn't worth as much as a typewriter. Well, especially when all your ants are dead.
Yeah, but look at the chance I'm taking. How do I know your typewriter will even work?
Gus can maybe fix my typewriter, but nobody can fix your ants.
That's how to do it, all right. Let's see. A couple of shots here in the ribs. One here in the carburetor. That's loosening her up.
Boy, Gus, I bet you could fix just about anything.
Well, I can fix clocks and wagons and bicycles, stuff like that. But if a feller come in here from Washington with one of them satellite gadgets under his arm that was on the blink, I wouldn't even know how to get the cover off.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, Wally, did the house get away from the movers on the Elm Street hill?
Nah, at the last minute they chickened out and took it around by Grand Avenue.
Don't be discouraged, Wally. There'll be other houses and other hills.
Wally, you know, dinner will be ready soon.
Well, okay.
You had a phone call about a half an hour ago.
Yeah? Who was it, Mom?
Harriet Adams. She's anxious to talk to you.
Ah, she's silly.
Well, that's funny. On the phone, she sounded very sophisticated, charming, and intelligent.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Silly.
Oh, three vegetables?
Larry Mondello is staying for supper, and he doesn't like broccoli.
I had a feeling he wouldn't.
Hi, Wally. I'm staying for dinner.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
We're typewriting. Gus fixed a typewriter for us, and me and Beaver are going to start a newspaper. Yeah, we already got two whole ads and a whole bunch of news, but we're going to get a whole lot more tomorrow.
You're not doing all that on my typewriter.
Gee, Wally, how can it be yours? When we found it, it was thrown away.
Yeah, well, I'm the one who threw it away, so it's still mine. Come on, Larry, get away from my typewriter.
Boy, you know what you are, Wally? You're a dog in a manger.
Listen, Larry, you watch what you're saying.
Gee, it's just a story we had in school.
Yeah, well, watch it anyway.
Hey, Wally, cut that out!
Boys, dinner will be ready in...
Yeah, make Wally stop that!
No, what's going on here?
They're wrecking my typewriter, Dad.
It's not his typewriter, Dad. We rescued it from the junk pile and Gus fixed it up for us.
That's right, Mr. Cleaver. I was right there all the time.
Wally, you haven't touched that typewriter in 2 years. I think you're being very selfish.
So do I.
Never mind, Beaver.
Well, gee, Dad, can I have anything in this house that's mine? I'll have to share everything with my kid brother.
Well, now, look, Wally. Beaver did find the typewriter, and he had it fixed. I think if he has a use for it, you shouldn't object. Don't you think that's fair?
Well, if you're going to make me be fair, okay.
Hey, Wally.
That's enough of that, Beaver. And if Wally has a good use for the typewriter, I expect you to share it with him.
Yes, sir.
All right, now, dinner will be ready in a few minutes.
Mr. Cleaver? Are we having broccoli?
You're not, Larry.
Hey, you guys. I got some news you can put in your newspaper.
Yeah, Wally? What?
Larry and Beaver are a couple of knuckleheads.
Boy.
Well, it's pretty neat anyway, Beaver. Your father's siding with you. At my house, they're always siding with my older sister.
Yeah? How come?
On account if they didn't, she gets headaches.
Oh. Couldn't you get headaches, Larry?
Uh-uh. She thought of it first.
What was the argument about?
Well, Beaver got the typewriter fixed, and he and Larry are starting a newspaper. So Wally wanted the typewriter back.
I wish they wouldn't fight. They used to get along so well together and had so much fun. Hate to see them grow up.
It's a law of nature. Why, I suppose even a vulture hates to see its young grow up. Nothing personal, dear.
I should hope not.
Hi, Mom.
Well, Wally, you're home from school early today.
Yeah. Hey, Mom.
Hmm?
Did I get any calls?
No, why?
Oh, I don't know. I told Harriet Adams to stop calling me. So I thought she might have called just to bother me. Oh. Hey, Mom. Are Larry and Beaver up in the room? Messing around with my typewriter, trying to get that goofy newspaper out?
Well, Beaver's up there. Larry's homesick today.
No wonder, the way he ate last night.
Wally, would you do me a very big favor?
Sure, Mom.
In a few years, you're going to be going away to school, and, well, you won't be with your brother anymore. You can understand that, can't you?
Well, sure, Mom. In a few years, I'll be voting, too.
Yes. Well, in the time that you are here together, it would make me very happy if you'd be as nice as you can to Theodore. Would you do that for me?
Sure, Mama. I'll go up there and I'll talk to him and I'll even pretend like I still like him.
Well, I was hoping you could do a little bit better than that.
Oh, sure, Mom.
Hi, Wally. I'm not talking to you.
Okay. So you're not talking to me.
That's not bothering me.
Okay, so it's not bothering you. What is bothering you?
I guess it's a typewriter. Well, I type the right letters, but I don't get the right words. I'll never get 24 copies out with you bothering me and Larry sick.
I'm not bothering you, but you got the Carmens in backwards.
Oh.
Here, let me show you. There.
Thanks.
Hey, you want me to type a couple for you?
Well, I guess you could. There.
Thanks.
Here's the news, and these are the ads.
Notice, at 8509 Grand Avenue, there is some boys every day that is throwing dirt in Linda Thompson and Shelley Thompson's hair. Mrs. Thompson would like if the boys would throw dirt in other kids' hairs besides Linda's and Shelley's.
You got 15 cents for that one.
Oh, do you want me to change it around so it makes a little more sense?
Oh, no. That's the way the people told it to us.
Okay. Weather report. This week, there was no weather, so the paper does not have any. Next week, the paper will have weather, if there is any.
Larry wrote that.
Oh. Let me see here. No.
Wally, how come you're helping me? I thought you were mad at me.
I'm still mad, but, well, I don't want people reading this and thinking I got a goof for a brother.
Oh. Gee, thanks, Wally.
Maple Drive News. Editor-in-Chief, Beaver Cleaver. Editor-in-Staff, Lawrence Mondello. Temporary sick. Typewriting, Wally Klieger.
Well, dear, let's just blame that on the machine.
Dogfight. There was a dogfight at Vista Drive. The dogs were Chief, that lives at 8718 Lakeview Terrace, and another dog who we don't know his address. The dogs was not hurt. If you see the other dog, tell him to go home, even though you don't know where he lives.
Here, read this one.
Correct time. You want to know the correct time, call the phone company. But do not talk to the lady, because she is a record.
Well, anyway, I think it's sweet of Wally to help him with the newspaper.
Hi, Dad. We got rid of all 24 copies.
Except two that found a puddle.
Yeah, and Beaver got a lot more news and a lot of ads from people.
Yeah, 35 cents worth. One of the ads is a missing cat. But I can't tell you the news because a lot of it won't happen till tomorrow.
Well, you fellas hurry up. Your father's hungry.
Boy, this is the neatest job I ever had.
Wally. Wally, I just wanted to thank you for changing your attitude and for helping the Beaver. He's getting a big kick out of this.
Oh, sure, Dad. It's a lot of fun for me, too. You know, watching the Beaver get a kick out of kid stuff. Hey, what are you doing?
I'm figuring how I made out with the newspaper. I spent $1.25 for paper and carbon. Then I got $1.06 for ads. Then 44 cents from people who bought the paper.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Then you and me bought those two sodas. And I bought myself a comic book and gum for you.
Sounds like you lost about 50 cents.
Yeah. Next time, I'm going to keep my own money in a separate pocket.
Yeah. If you keep this up, you could lose $1 million.
Gee whiz. And I'm only 9 years old.
Hello, Beaver.
Hi, Mom. Well, I got a B plus in spelling. I don't want anything. I'm going upstairs. Is Wally home yet?
Wally's up in the room. What's the hurry?
Wally's going to help me type up the newspaper again. Because we're going to get the new edition finished and delivered by the night.
Well, gee, Peeve, I got a baseball game this afternoon over at Madison.
Wally, you can't go play baseball. You gotta stay here and help me type the newspaper.
Oh, but heck, the coach and all the guys are picking me up. I'm first-string shortstop. If I'm not there, look at the hole it'll leave in the infield.
Yeah, but look at the hole it'll leave in my newspaper.
Yeah, well, maybe you could... Well, look, Peeve, I gotta go now. Maybe you could get Larry to help you.
How can he help me when he's home with a sore stomach?
Wally! I thought you were going to help Beaver with the newspaper.
Well, heck, Mom, I got a baseball game. And Dad would holler at me if I ever quit the team.
Well, all right, if you have to go. Don't play too hard.
Well, I won't, Mom.
Next.
The frozen stick ice cream man was around yesterday. And also Johnny the ice cream man was around yesterday. If they both come around again tomorrow, buy it from Johnny.
Beaver, is that an ad or is that news?
Well, it's really an ad. But Johnny should make it sound like news.
Oh. Is that about all?
Yeah. And I'll stick Larry and my name down at the top.
All right. There.
And put yours down as a typewriter.
Oh, well, that's very nice, Beaver, but I don't think so.
There you are.
Thanks for helping me, Mom. It's almost as good as having Wally help me.
Thank you, Beaver.
And besides, you won't ever run off and play baseball on me.
No. Don't forget, one of these days, both you will run off on me.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, Mom.
Well, you think you won't now, but I'm sure you will.
Well, if you say so, I guess I will. But I sure will like it.
Beaver. You know, I was wrong trying to force you and Wally to do things together. Well, everything just won't stay the way it was. And Wally's growing up, and it's only natural for him to have other interests.
Yeah, I guess I can have fun just getting to use him a little bit.
Of course you can. You can both have fun without anyone forcing it.
June!
We're here!
Oh, dear, there's some pots and pans on the stove that need a mother's love. They were boiling over.
Oh, dear.
Dad, look. It's a second edition of the Maple Drive News. Mom's a real good typer.
Oh. Well, that was very nice of your mother to help you, Beaver. You know, she has a lot of things to do.
Yeah. Everybody's got a lot of stuff to do. Wally had to go play baseball. And Larry's got to stay home and rest his stomach.
You know, Beaver, Wally's growing up, and he's developing other interests. You two can't always do everything together.
Yeah, Mom can explain that.
I've been thinking, you have homework and other things to do after school. Maybe you should give the paper up.
You always see when a guy's doing something, he should stick to it and not be a quitter.
I guess I do say that a lot.
Yeah. Right now, I wouldn't mind being a quitter. But I sure don't want to look like one.
Well, of course, some of the biggest newspapers in the country have gone out of business.
Did they look like they chickened out?
Oh, no. They made it look like a very sentimental and touching occasion.
How'd they do that? Final edition, Maple Drive News. You know, Dad, you and Mom must be the smartest Mom and Dad in the whole world.
Well, we're not, Beaver. But if you want to think so, it's fine with us.
You mean, Beaver, your mother said Wally would go away to college sometime? Huh?
Yeah. And he's going to get the vote, too.
Hey, Larry, when did your brother go away?
When he got married.
Do you ever get to play with him?
Nah. When people get married, you can't play with them.
Yeah. I guess they're too big.
Yeah. And besides, they got a lot of worrying junk on their minds. And even if they played with you, they wouldn't have any fun.
Gee whiz, how do people have fun when they're married and have a family?
They go out to dinner.
Yeah. I guess when you're that old, you don't mind getting dressed up.
Thank you. Thank you.